This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَخَيْرُ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead Him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide Him. And I bear witness, for we bear witness, that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then he made his offspring from the semen of worthless water, male and female sexual discharge. Then he proportioned him and breathed into him from his created soul, and made for you hearing and vision and hearts. Little are you grateful. Little are you grateful. And then they say, when we are lost within the earth, will we indeed be recreated in a new creation? Rather, they are in the matter of the meeting of their Lord, disbelievers. And so we look at this particular ayat, how Allah says that we are made, in some translations it talks about a fluid despised, something that looks like something that comes out of our nose. We're made from that. And in one translation it talks about how Allah says, we're made from that, but yet they stand as open disputants. In other words, questioning their original creation, saying, will we be recreated again when we were made from nothing? And so we have to recognize that in the fact that Allah has created. He is the creator. He's Al-Khaliq, the creator. And so we have to understand that he has created us, and also he has communicated to us through the different scriptures, through the different prophets. Peace be upon them all. And so there's the Old Testament, the New Testament, and we have the Quran, which is the last testament, the last book that will be received from mankind, for mankind. It's the last book. And we have to understand that this is who we are. And we have to be of those who self-validate and not seek validation from others. And when I was looking up the word validation, it said recognition or affirmation that a person or their feelings or opinions are valid or worthwhile. And again, as Muslims, we have to self-validate, brothers and sisters. We should not seek validation from those outside of our ranks. We should only seek validation from what we see in the Quran and what we read about in the Hadith. It's not saying that we can't drive the latest cars, that we can't engage in contemporary luxuries for the most part, as long as we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the only thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he came to change character. They knew about Allah. But then they said, oh, Allah needs a little bit of help, so we'll give him 360 little gods to help him out. They want to see something. But Allah asks us to believe in the unseen. Believe in the barrier, the barzakh, the barrier between life and death. So that's the validation that we need to seek, my brothers and sisters. We don't want to seek validation from others. Listening to the words of the Quran, listening and reading about the characters in the Hadith, the Khalid bin Walid, the Umar, you know, bin Khattab, the Abu Bakr Siddiq. We read about their characters, and again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he came to change people's character. All of us have a past. All of us have a story. All of us have history. Specifically, those of us who reverted to Islam. But one of the things that is different from the people who are coming to Islam today and the people who came to Islam in yesteryears is that we allowed the Islam to change our character. And I'm saying we have to, when you come into Islam, you have to seek the character of a Muslim and not just have one foot in the dunya and one foot in the deen. That's not acceptable. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a relative who helped the Muslims. And then, you know, he prayed that, you know, that if he gets in the fire, he said that he would be basically in a little bit of the fire. And even if you get a little bit of the fire, your brains will be boiled out. So we have to understand that that's real. That's real. The fire is real. And so we can't be impatient. We have to be of those who understand that Islam is real. It is not some fantasy. It is not what they used to call spookism. It is something that is real, brothers and sisters. And when we pass from this world, then what we did in this world, there'll be an accounting. If Allah took your soul today, what would your account say? What would your book say? This is what we have to look at each day. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, live each day as if it's going to be your last. Live each day as if it's going to be your last. You know, we can't allow societal norms to dictate how we move. Because, again, what we do may seem strange. You know, we sit, you know, you have people who have big cathedrals all over the world. And so we have, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this field. Alhamdulillah. And they see us worshiping. And they say, that's pretty strange. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said that Islam began as something strange and it will end as something strange. And so they will see us as strange. We're the strangers. And he sent us salams to the strange. They say, why y'all pray so much? Why y'all pray so much? And really, when you add it up, it's like, to count all the prayers, it's like, what, 10% of your day. 10% of your day. But Allah give you 168 hours in the whole week. And we take 10% of that to thank him. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us life, giving us the blessings that he has given us. So we have to recognize, you know, that we have to, that's as a Muslim. And again, all it means is those who submit. Those who submit. Submit to what? Submit to, again, the fact that there is but one deity who sent messengers from Adam to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the seal of the prophets. The seal of the prophets, last. So we have the last message. We have the last testament. And that's our validation. That's who we are. Again, why y'all pray so much? How do you know there's a God? They ask these types of questions. People will challenge you. Again, a person who at one point looked like something like came out your nose, liquid. Looked like that, and now they're intellectualizing themselves all the way into the hellfire. At one point, that's who you were. That's who we were. And as Allah says, yet they stand as open disputants. They stand as open disputants. They, you know, the Arabic term, the nutfa, the mixture of the male and the female fluid, that's who we were made of. And so when we reflect on that, where we came from and where we go to, and surely Allah is the best to create. We have to accept that. People will rationalize themselves, intellectualize themselves. And so, and they get into analysis, and as they used to say, the paralysis of analysis. So we have to be of those who are understanding that Islam, which means submission to Allah. Muslim, one who submits to Allah. So we have to be of those who are accepting of this fact and teaching this fact and practicing this fact. And as the Sheikh mentioned earlier in the past, Kutbah talked about the internalization of this deen. The internalization of this deen, not just the externalization of this deen, because if your deen is only covering up and not really basically changing inside, then it's superficial. We have to basically learn to understand the deep concepts of our deen. And all of it is just being right with one another, being firm with one another, teaching and learning. And then when we learn something, to try to teach it. And then when we learn something, we want to practice it and live it. So those are some of the things that we have to look at in the ways that we validate, you know, because this dunya may seem attractive. The world may seem attractive. And we go out there unprepared and not basically fortified with our deen, it could be like tap dancing in a minefield. And so we have to be of those who hold fast to the rope of Allah, as Allah says, to hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether. And do not become divided, and remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies and he brought your hearts together and you became by his favor brothers and you were on the edge of the pit of the fire and he saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you his verses that you may be guided. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وله هم وهو على كل شيء قدير. This is what our ancestors wanted for us. We have to understand, specifically those of us who are descendants of enslaved Africans. You know, we are the answers to their prayers. We are the answers to their prayers, the prayers of the preceding generations also. Muslims who practiced Islam in the 30s and 40s and 50s. We are the answers to their prayers. And so, you know, what are we going to do? Because again, you have people who just struggled to follow the sunnah, even in private, struggled to follow the sunnah. And they practiced this deen in all the urban centers in the United States. And we used to see these brothers, and we saw them as strange. See these sisters, we saw them in the summertime, covered all up. We would say, why are they wearing all that stuff? We used to say, this is strange. And then pretty soon Allah brought us to Islam. And so, you know, and I was reflecting on this, we've learned about the death of a brother, you know, who was one of these people, and he passed away this week. He practiced Islam in this part of the South, in the South, in Alabama, in New York. He was a part of the original Dawah Islam movement, died at the age of 93 in Alabama, by the name Mustafa Abdullah. You know, and brothers of this caliber, they didn't, you know, they were homeschooling before it was popular. You know, they were doing things that, you know, we take for granted now, but at during that time, people saw it as strange. And so they made their own way, and it's important for us. And he was one of the first people I met when I first moved to Atlanta. You know, just coming in. I wanted to be in community. And, you know, met him. And again, at that time, you know, and I'm now probably the age that he was when I met him, but, you know, I saw this old man practicing Islam. I said, alhamdulillah. You know, and so, and just like some of the young brothers and sisters may see us, you know, the OGs, you know, so we have to be of those who, you know, they passed it on to us, and we want to pass it on to y'all. We want to pass it on to y'all. You know, and it's important for us to, you know, take the baton and use the resources that Allah has made available to you and the Muslim Ummah to basically establish the necessary institutions so that we can accommodate Muslims from the cradle to the grave, from the mind, body, and spiritual perspective. They have to establish the institutions. You look at Alhamdulillah, in Atlanta, we have nearly well over 100 masajids in the Atlanta area. Lots of masjids. But, you know, we have to establish the institutions, the hospitals, the elderly centers, places of retreat. You know, we have to basically make sure that the children are accommodated because, again, this dunya is not, and again, dunya is not a negative concept. Dunya just means the world. But when you just worship the dunya, or as Allah says, you see those who take their own desires for worship, you know, then that's a poor mixture. When you're worshiping the desires and you're worshiping the world. And so we have to be of those that, you know, basically just like they're asking people to get the vaccination for the coronavirus, we have to vaccinate ourselves against the negative aspects of this world. And that's how we have to do that, brothers and sisters. We do that by validating ourselves. We self-validate. We have to be of those who are strong in our deen. Because this is again, as we struggle in this world, we're going to have to challenge the contradictions that are being presented in the society, not just in this country, but all around the world. The Muslims basically are holding on to a book that has a consistent legacy. And so in that book is not just for reading, it's for practicing. It's a real book. And so what we have to be of those, we have to inoculate ourselves with this deen so that we can be in a better position to stand against those who practice ignorance. Because at some point, you know, we are going to have to challenge it. And again, reflecting on Brother Mustafa Abdullah, you know, we have to, again, they're doing a janazah for him, Salat al-Janazah in Auburn, Alabama, and after we salam out, I'd like to perform a janazah for him as well, inshallah, right after we salam out. And we have to look at these brothers and sisters who came before us, and we have to learn from them, learn from the past, but also but not repeat the missteps of the past. Grow from the positive lessons that they have left behind. Again, let us, first of all, only seek validation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we get that? We seek validation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading his book. Reading the book, learning as much as we can, learning as much Arabic as we can. Learning as much in the hadith as we can. And then implementing it, not just memorization, but for internalization. And again, let's seek validation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because again, we're going to be tested sooner than you think. Allah says, you will surely be tested in your possessions and in yourselves. And you will surely hear from those who were given the scripture before you and from those who associate others with Allah much abuse. But if you are patient and fear Allah, indeed, that is the matter worthy of determination. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملت والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا أهل الكلم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or commit mistakes. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us. And have mercy on us. You are our protector and grant us a victory over the disbelieving people. Become him.